Western North Carolina is full of artists, writers, and creative minds. And as it turns out, at least one New Yorker cartoon caption contest winner. The iconic magazine, known for long-form reporting, fiction, poetry, reviews, and of course, cartoons, turned 100 this year. One of its newer traditions started in 1998 and invites readers to write the perfect caption for a cartoon. Thousands enter every week, but only a select few win. When BPR asked listeners if anyone out there had ever won, an email came in. My husband did. That husband was Asheville resident Thomas Roth. Roth spent the early part of his career, we're talking right out of college, surrounded by stories, working in film, television, and the music industry. And The New Yorker was always in the mix.
Growing up, I loved the cartoons as a kid. You know, we had the magazine in my house.
He'd flip straight to the cartoons. So years later, when the magazine launched its caption contest, he thought, why not? So he entered, didn't win. Tried again, still nothing. Third time, well, that's when things got interesting.
And I get a phone call, and it's like, I'm so-and-so from The New Yorker. You know, you've been, you know, this is Thomas Roth. And I'm like thinking this is somebody playing a joke on me, you know, a friend of mine or something like that, and everything, because they'd known I'd done it. And I was like, you know, prove it. Read the caption back to me. And they read it. And so I was like, this is legit. And said, yeah, you're in the final three. And I'm like, I made the cut.
His caption was now in the running for the top prize. This time it would be other readers casting their votes. The cartoon. So picture a pirate ship. Only instead of the Jolly Roger's skull and crossbones flag, this captain is flying a smiley face.
Shipmates there looking out over the water, you know, pondering what their situation is now with this captain with his new touchy-feely flag, if you will.
They say timing is everything. And at the time, Thomas Roth and his wife Elizabeth were thinking about having kids, which provided the perfect pirate parenting inspiration for his caption.
I had just one of them saying, and he replaced walking the plank with timeout.
Yep, this captain replaced walking the plank with a timeout. A week later, the votes were tallied, and he won. That punchline ruled the high seas.
Oh my gosh, you must have been so excited.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I had friends who were like, I've been entering that thing so many times, and you win the damn thing.
But crafting the perfect caption wasn't just luck. Years in Hollywood, reading through a lot of scripts, had taught Roth the art of storytelling. But in this contest, every word had to pull its weight.
There was some pondering involved, for sure, and also the wordsmith of it. From the feedback I've gotten is critical, and you know, all of a sudden you get hit by the thunderbolt or whatever. And that was it. You know, the rest is history.
That lightning strike moment doesn't come easy, but for anyone willing to take on the challenge, Roth has some advice.
It's not the obvious. You know, you got to try to come up with something that no one else obviously is going to come up with. And appreciated for its reflection of these fine artists that do these cartoons.
Thomas Roth doesn't submit captions anymore, but he still flips to the back of The New Yorker every week just to see what makes the cut.
What do we do when the drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises. Way, hey, and up she rises.
I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.
Razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor, shave his belly with a rusty razor early in the morning. Wait.